Thank you for joining us for the podcast of the INSS. This is a strategic podcast, and we're continuing to discuss the link between national security and climate change, how that is expressed with us and also in our environment, and in general, how climate change is become or should become a part of a discussion on the core issues of national security. With us, Brigadier General Mike Herzog, who is an international fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, former member of the strategic planning in the IDF, the military secretary of four prime ministers. We would like to understand the status of climate change in the area of national security studies. We understand that to this very day you've discovered that not much has been written. So I would like to first of all ask you, why is this so? Why is this so in your opinion? Or perhaps even before that, what led you personally to deal with this very interesting topic? I served for dozens of years in the IDF and I was deeply engaged on matters of national security. I was a member of many committees who were preoccupied with the subject, and I didn't have the awareness of this aspect of climate change and their impact on national security. I was always a part of that group that dealt with the subject based on the classical approach to national security, protecting existence and interest that is expressed mostly on the political and military level, but perhaps also foreign relations and economic resilience and national resilience, etc. This past year, I have been invited by the Oxford Martin School to a workshop that dealt with these topics, and I just happened to be there. And then I was exposed to an entire world of climate change at the level that I've never known before. In other words, the Oxford Martin School invests a great deal of money on finding technological solutions to the gravest problems that concern humanity nowadays, and one of them is that of climate change. And it was then that the penny dropped. I understood that there was a huge problem here that necessarily impacts our national security and is bound to continue to impact it, and it has to be integrated in the conception of national security, and I'll explain why. If you look at our region, then our region is characterized by chronic instability from the geopolitical level. We see this all the time. Much has been written about this, many articles and books, even in this institute. And to this, what we see coupled is the problem of climate change, which reaches orders of magnitude that we haven't known before. This is developing exponentially in our area, is particularly vulnerable to these climate changes. According to studies conducted by the UN and other organizations, the number or the quantity of climate changes, their severity and urgency grows higher and faster. According to a study conducted by the National Academy of Sciences in the US, in the next 50 years, there's expected climate warming is expected that we haven't known in 6,000 years. According to the UN report, the scope of the climate change and their impact in the past 20 years is double that of the 20 years that preceded it. And we're talking about forecasts that within 50 to 70 years, entire regions on this globe would not be inhabitable. And even concerning our small country, there are forecasts that within 50 to 70 countries, the entire country would have a desert climate. Perhaps the coastal strip would be flooded by the ocean waves. And that's a very grave issue, and it has direct ramifications on the security establishment itself. Extreme heat can impact security infrastructures, means of warfare, aviation capabilities, communication infrastructures, and so many other things. And not much has been done about this in the state of Israel. It doesn't exist in anyone's awareness, and nobody is dealing with it. I, together with two fellows, one from the Oxford Martin School and another fellow from the Washington Institute, wrote a long article that is about to be published here in the Institute. I read all that has been written in the state of Israel concerning the national security conceptions, and I haven't found anything about about this except for just minor references concerning climate changes. Those who wanted to elaborate further went as far as economy or education, but not about this. We now have received a wake-up call by this COVID-19, and all of a sudden this natural disaster struck us in a way that was unpredicted, and we see the difficulties in contending with it on the national level. The State of Israel established a corona cabinet and gave the job to the NSC, but the NSC fails to have the tools to deal with that. It's very easy to recruit experts from without, but knowledge for the purpose of staff work, this is something that is built over years, and the system is not ready for it. And this is why my conclusion was that the State of Israel needs to develop an awareness and to embed this topic of climate changes within the national security conception and to build tools for the purpose of handling this matter, because this phenomenon is going to exacerbate not only here but in the entire environment surrounding us. And this might have very dramatic ramifications over the State of Israel that I can definitely go into. Of course, the issue of COVID-19 is something that we experience on our flesh right now, but the topic that you are focusing on, and that is the broader one of climate changes and the possibility of natural disasters that would strike us, that is something that we have not experienced here to date. And perhaps you have examples that you can give us from our vicinity to show us of other countries that contend with events of climate changes that impact directly their national security. Well, as I said, our environment is particularly vulnerable to climate change, heat, shortage of water, shortage of food, and other additional problems, and extreme climate change, or in general this entire world of environmental changes, can first of all undermine the stability of neighboring countries, some of whom are stability anchors according to the security conception of the State of Israel, like Jordan and Egypt, even the PA, with whom we have a conflict. The State of Israel doesn't want to see its collapse, and when corona broke out, there was a certain mobilization here in Israel in order to help them survive. And of course, such an event can bring about a massive migration of refugees toward the borders. And I'll give you a few examples. Let's start with the war in Syria. The war in Syria had its own geopolitical reasons, very grave geopolitical reasons. What we pause on less is that there was a major contribution given to this by the climate changes. There were years of drought in Syria before the outbreak of war that actually caused a severe damage in agricultural crops, a very serious damage caused to livestock. And that brought about a migration of hundreds of thousands of people who left their homes toward urban areas. The evaluations run between 800,000 to 1.5 million. That's a significant number of people, and there's no shadow of a doubt today that that made its contribution to the outbreak of this particular war. The war itself created a major wave of refugees that floods our region, 3.6 million in Turkey, 1.5 million in Lebanon, 1.5 million in Jordan, and a movement of refugees to Europe from Syria and Libya alike. So you have this risk multiplier of the joining of geopolitical causes and factors with those climate ones. Here in the State of Israel, we experienced a massive flow of people who came from Africa, which originally resulted from war, hunger, and natural disasters, coupled with the interest of labor seekers. But it started there, and it wasn't until the State of Israel built that fence with Egypt that the phenomenon was put to a stop. So this is only an appetizer concerning what might befall us. But climate changes can have an extreme effect over a country such as Jordan, who is our neighbor. This is a country with whom we have a peace agreement. It's an anchor of stability, and it can be very detrimental to our security, and also have other hostile actors flow to this area to fill in the gap. Today, we're signing peace agreements with the Gulf countries. The forecast concerning the climate changes in the Gulf argue that in 30 years, entire regions there would not be inhabitable. These are things that can definitely impact us. And the bottom line, I believe, is that we'll reach a point in which a state such as the state of Israel will not only be able to surround itself by walls and fences and treat this on its own, but what will be required is regional cooperation to actually deal with these issues. So it is exactly on these points that I'd like us to touch now when it comes to the situation of the state of Israel, what needs to be done, and also, as you mentioned, those agreements with the Arab Gulf countries, with the United Emirates and Bahrain. They can definitely contribute significantly to this topic, and some would say that that was even quite a significant incentive of the Gulf countries to approach Israel for this cooperation. So I'd be very happy if you could discuss this a bit now. But first of all, what should Israel do in your evaluation in order to be on the good side, on the safe side of the preparation toward the possibility of a natural disaster that would strike us? The first thing that is required is awareness at the level of the decision makers when it comes to these risks and the pending challenge. Today in the State of Israel, the security establishment and the system that deals with environmental protection, the Ministry for Environmental Protection, are quite detached from one another. They do not cooperate. The Ministry of Environmental Protection passed a resolution in 2018 concerning a long-term preparation of the State of Israel to contend with climate changes, but that is totally detached from what is being done in the security establishment and in the security conception. And to this very day, it hasn't been budgeted, so not much is happening. I believe that after we've developed the awareness, what we will require is public discussion. We will have to have seated around one table the people who are engaged in national security, the people who are engaged with climate changes and the environment, and to develop a conception together as a part of the national security conception of the State of Israel in order to contend with climate changes and their impact on our national security. And as a derivative of this conception, to also design the tools on the national level that would be, of course, budgeted and powerful enough that would be able to treat this topic. I believe that a part of this conception is what you have mentioned, and that is the regional cooperation. We have today an opportunity upon this normalization that we see happening between the United Emirates, and I hope others will follow suit. And if I look at the annexes of the peace agreement with the Emirates, you will see that there is a lot discussed concerning environmental issues and the impact of the environment on us. And I believe that that perhaps can provide us with an entry into this regional cooperation area. Wherever there aren't relations, there are other tools like, you know, 1.5 track or two. These are non-governmental entities that deal with collaborations to advance these cause under the governmental level, which does not directly negotiate with the other parties, like the Arava Institute together with Oxford. There are different projects that develop these tools, but I believe that first of all, what we need is awareness development and to have seated around one table people of national security with people of the environment. So I do hope that this podcast will definitely help raise this subject to the awareness. Thank you very much for this podcast. Thank you.